Hey guys, what is happening? Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. Today, we are going to look into the Rolling Stones' 50 greatest video games of all time. I'm going to break it down now until whatever. There's a lot of games on this list that I have never even heard of or even played. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to talk about the ones I've never heard of. Rather, I'm going to talk about the ones that I've heard or played. Just because I think it would be better to talk about the ones that I've actually played or heard of, rather than, like, for example, some random Joe Blow game on the Nintendo Switch. So for today's episode, it's basically going to be my opinion and if they should be at that spot or if they should be higher. Scrolling down, Animal Crossing, number 50, New Horizon 2020. There's a lot of people that absolutely love this game, but should it be number 50? I personally don't think so. This is one of those games that I've never played. But, you know, I had to start off with something, and yeah, I kind of don't think that should be there. All right, number 48, Castlevania, Symphony of the Night, 1997. The funny thing about this is, I've seen this particular game rank so high on other lists, I decided, you know something? F it, I'm going to try it. I tried Castlevania back on the NES. It was, I quit playing it after my one day rental was up and never really got back into it. Then from Nintendo, I went to Sega, the PlayStation, and Castlevania just kind of fell off my radar. So when I kept seeing this particular game on top 10 lists at like number 6, number 7, I looked at myself in the mirror and said, you know, dude, you really got to try it. It's been highly rated. I need to hop on and actually see what the hype is about. Well, number 48 for this game, to me, is a little low. Yes, I've actually enjoyed this game to the point where any chance that I do get, I've played it. It is a very fun game, and the Rolling Stones actually said, with gear in an RPG element. And I think that's what really got me more intrigued, that you can upgrade your weapon. I'm still waiting for the whip. And you get XP every time you kill somebody, and your player will actually get stronger. That's one of the things about this game that I absolutely love, is they took the game and surprisingly made it hell of a lot better. So it's, if you're not really big into some of these games, I really do recommend trying it, even if it's this 2D side scroller. It is really, really fun. Number 48, League of Legends. I don't know. This one, I think, should be a little bit higher for the simple fact it has a huge following and even has, like, leagues, like e-leagues. So being 46, I don't think this particular game should actually be this low. I think it really should be a lot higher and probably in the 30s. Number 45 is Fortnite. And in reality, and what Fortnite has actually done for video games, I do think this ranking for this game, for what Fortnite has done, is ludicrous. it should be probably in the single digits for greatest of all time. Because you have a game that's free. You can buy skins. You can buy like pickaxes, backbling. It starts to bring in music. Like, it's to the point where back in the 80s and 90s, where we learned about music and stuff like that was from old school movies. Wait, music from movies. Now, my kids who are, early double digits, they're learning about my music back in the 80s and the 90s, and also in the 2000s, from Fortnite. Some of their favorite artists are like Snoop Dogg, Eminem. But it's just not that. Like, there has been times where companies have tried to step up and tried making a huge leap in having, say, 100 players playing at one time. And of course, it always failed because nobody would go out and buy this particular game. But with what Fortnite has done, where you can have 100 people playing, you can team up, have all this stuff, you have events, concerts, like having Fortnite at number 45 is just, it's ridiculous. This game, and when you have like Apex trying to copy him and trying to do the exact same thing, Call of Duty, and these guys have a shrinking map with the storm and with acid rain and tear gas and stuff like it's a Fortnite's concept is absolutely brilliant, and the amount of money that they're making is mind-boggling just because of all these minor transactions, or like minor, like Fortnite has shaped the video game industry, just plain and simple. And that's my argument. They should be a hell of a lot higher than what they are. All right. Elden Ring, 44. Yeah, I can't really say. Let's see. Scrolling down. God of War. I heard it and played it. Pokemon, Gold and Silver, 1999 at 37. Never got big into Pokemon. And surprisingly, people still question me. Number 36 is Super Smash Bros. 2018. That whole franchise of Smash Bros. Is actually really, really fun. And you don't have chances and opportunities too much about having couch co-op mode. But Nintendo actually factored that into their consoles, like the Switch. And my family is pretty big. We have 7 people all in total. So when you have the Switch, the little controllers, Super Smash Bros. Is actually quite fun. Anything where you can have like more than 4 players, like Brawlhalla. Fun as heck, especially with family. Like, it's, you cannot say no to these games. And Super Smash Bros., like Smash Bros. Just in general, I love that concept, and I'm kind of glad they stuck with it, especially when it comes to the future. Number 35 is Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Me, personally, I'm not going to put Sonic 2 on this list at 35. What it should be at number 35 is Sonic 1. Sonic 1 was absolutely incredible and is one of the most recognized video game characters of all time. Besides, like Mario and stuff like that. But I think when Sonic came out, there was a huge spike with hedgehogs. But it just, Sonic, the music, Tails, like, Sega tried capitalizing on Sonic for becoming the mascot in the face, but in reality, it just, they marketed absolutely wrong and destroyed Sonic. But the plots, the reasoning behind Sonic Speed was just absolutely incredible. One report that I read is what they were trying to do with Sonic was to make him as fast as possible to get you to try beating the level as fast as you can, like a speedrun. Me personally, I think that is absolutely kind of a brilliant idea. And everybody always does that with the very first very first game. Game with the very first level. You want to beat as fast as possible because you want to see how fast Sonic actually goes. It's brilliant. Pac-Man 32. This one, come on. Pac-Man, Mrs. Pac-Man. Oh, wait. Number 32 is Mrs. Pac-Man. Never played it. I just played regular Pac-Man, so I have no say on this. But I do know that it was a huge deal having a Mrs. within the video game realm and giving females a chance to have a Mrs. Pac-Man instead of normal Pac-Man was actually really, really cool. Number 31, Counter-Strike. Yeah. I played this game when it first came out. It was okay. Concept was great. But I think the biggest problem with me picking this game up when I did was there was not a lot of people online. There was like maybe four of us in one room and trying to connect with other people. It was a massive downfall and a 100% waste of my time. But it was kind of fun. Memories were awesome too. Number 30, Wii Sports. The bowling, yeah. Wii Sports had to be up there. Like, number 30, it still was a very iconic game. And despite it basically being free, you can make quite a bit of money off of it because people still want to play it with the bowling. Like, you got to do it. Minecraft. There's so many of these games that I still don't understand why they're so low. Like, Minecraft should be right around the 15 mark. Like, coming in at 28 Rolling Stones. No, Minecraft is massively iconic. And there are adults still playing this. There are schools that are incorporating this particular game into their curriculum to teach them about math, building, things like that. Like, it has made that big of an impact. And with it being number 28, you guys are absolutely out to lunch. All right. The Sims. At 24, everybody around that era has played Sims at one time. There was a time where you would build a house and the house would be over 10,000 square feet. And you would just have one little stove, one little fridge, and counter spaces to bejeebus. And you're looking at it now going, huh, that house is ugly. But when you create a good house, everybody always makes fun of it. It's like, well, I'm utilizing space. Well, you have unlimited money because you put in that cheat code, so why don't you build a house that's really, really big? 10,000 square feet and you have like four rooms? Yeah, no. Quick memory. All right. So I made two players. My one friend and his brother. We put his brother in a wall. So he couldn't leave, he couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep, anything like that. So my friend's character, he was, you know, doing his thing, going to work, and his brother's basically like dying in the wall. Then eventually when he died, his ghost would haunt the house. And I started laughing. It's like, his brother would actually haunt him if he passed away early. Like, there's no doubt about it. Hoyman's brother would 100% haunt him. Another situation is when it comes to this game is I had a character, he was sleeping, a burglar came in. So there was me clicking on my guy. It's like trying to wake him up, trying to do everything. Of course, my guy's like, no, 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 no. Rolls over, goes back to bed. Thief walks away with flat screen television. It's like, you asshole. So my character wakes up, get ready to go to work, walks in the living room, TV's gone. So he looks at me and starts yelling at me. It's like, dude, I tried waking you up, you never woke up, and now it's my fault. Get your pride reset. So after that, I deleted the game and went outside. That pissed me off really, really badly. All right. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 23. I wasn't really big into it. I know other people that were, but yeah, just it wasn't my thing. Super Mario Kart 64. Number 20. All right, some of these games are starting to be more perfect for the ranking. But Mario Kart itself should be higher. And I'm not talking about like Mario Kart 1. I'm talking about the series. Because Mario Kart is absolutely fun and 100% worth playing. NFL Madden 2004. How can you put Madden 04 down? You didn't even consider putting NFL 2K5 down. And that the 2K series from like right around the 05 was probably one of the best sports series. And it made EA panic because it was so good. Like, you go online and you go try and figure stuff out about which is the best football game, and there is a huge majority of people that are saying 2K5 for the NFL is one of the best. And I even say NHL 2K5 is one of the best. When it came out, it was like $35 compared to the $65, $70 that EA had. And to this day, I still play 2K5. I have 2K5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and even 10. I'll go back to 2K5. It's just that big of a game that I cannot say no to. Like, it is bonerific. Diablo 2. At number 17. All right. This one just deserves to be here. I never played the first. Two, I was obsessed with it. I'd play this game for hours and hours and hours. I would take my computer over to somebody else's house and play for hours. I would skip work to play this game. I'd find reasons to play this game. That's how good this particular game is. Try three. I didn't like it as much as the second. Because with three, it seemed like it dumbed it down a little bit and force you to do what they wanted to do, especially when you're trying to upgrade your weapon, which absolutely sucked. I tried to play it on my cell phone, and it's basically telling you what to do. And it's not that fun. Like, I understand a cell phone's totally different than a computer or console, but yeah, it kind of sucked. Number 16, Red Dead Redemption 2. Yes, this game should be here, maybe even at number 11. The detail, the story, the hidden things that they put into this game has been absolutely enjoyable right across the board. The stories are just incredible. The graphics and the little details, the side missions, like the people who created this game looked into the past and said, okay, there was a family in this part of the country that would take people in, poison them, eat them, or just kill them in general. And they actually have that in here. Ghost trains, ghosts, like, it's brilliant. Even online is fun. Street Fighter 2 at number 14. It was one of the reasons why I got into fighting games. It was because of this. However, I kind of left Street Fighter, went to Tekken. Tekken's a hell of a lot better. Doom. Really the first first-person game that was kind of like Fortnite back in the day. That's probably a very good way of describing Doom. Anybody with a computer had Doom. Anybody who had Doom played for hours and hours because it was that fun. Then number 12, World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft was, I guess it's in between, but it was Doom, but yet it's Fortnite. World of Warcraft had destroyed families, relationships, people's lives. Like, there would be people who got into this game so deep, and it also helped push online modes to another level. I remember one of my old friends, she was complaining because her husband, who injured himself, just sat there and played this game. That was it. He played for hours and hours, and she was getting pissed off because she was doing everything. And, okay, I get the point. He was a little injured. But, yeah, it was one of those things. But, you know, if South Park makes fun of it, then you know it's pretty damn good. All right. Let's see. We're almost down. 6, 5, 4. Okay. 4. Super Mario World. At number 4. This game should absolutely be higher than number 4. One of the main reasons, like, I'll argue this to be one of the best video games of all time. People are like, no, Mario 3. No, Mario 3 is not one of the best of all time. I can give you an argument that will make you go, oh, crap, he's right. For the simple reasoning, with Super Mario World, it gave you bigger and brighter backstory and backlog of characters we still know and talk about of today. Number one example, Yoshi. Do I need to continue my arguments? This has to be one of the best games ever. It's cool. It's calm. It's crisp graphics, the sound. The characters, everything on it is just it is a priceless frick game. Do you agree with me? Let me know. Number 3, Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm not really big into Grand Theft Auto. After the third one, I fell off. And I might have played 10, 15 minutes. of this game, but otherwise, I could care less. But the following that they have and the publicity that Rockstar has created over these years with Grand Theft Auto is just mind-boggling, and I give them credit. And with Grand Theft Auto releasing, quote, this year or next year, it's going to be one of the biggest selling games of all time. And they'll probably recoup their money within the first 24 hours of releasing this game. Why? Because people have been wanting it for the last like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. So with them actually releasing it, it's going to be incredible. And every year, that map for Grand Theft Auto just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And with the ability, what they're going to do with the game and what they can do with it as well, it's going to open new doors. So I'm going to be very shocked to see what happened. The only downfall is it's probably going to be for a PS5 and the new Xbox. So I know my kids are going to be really pissed off because we're still on the Xbox One. But it's going to be very interesting to actually see. All right, number two, Tetris. Tetris. My God, the love for Tetris, the hate for Tetris. One guy who's actually beat it. It is still one of the top relaxing games, and even parents can enjoy it. Number two for this game. Yes, I'm going to agree with that. So let's switch Grand Theft Auto 3 at third place with number one, which is Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Never heard of it, never played it, never will. So what do you think of this? Do you think it was a good list from what I said? And don't worry, I'll actually leave the list in the description below so you can actually hop on, check it out yourself. But in the meantime, guys, if you have any questions, comments, feel free to email me at tangentsgaming@gmail.com, tangentsgaming189 across social media. Until next time, thank you for tuning into Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby, and I will see you later. Peace!